Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of the Already Unleashed podcast. My name is Nikki Unleashed, and I'm your host. Let's go. So I've been thinking about joy and kids lately. Kids are so amazing and infinite and little and cute and adorable and hilarious and smart and witty and stubborn, and I can't wait to have my own and to witness and guide and honor and cherish my own kids someday. But even before then and even after that happens, I'm just utterly amazed at how kids are so able to be present and to be, like, fully alive. Like, have you ever seen a kid at the beach sprinting down to the water? I mean, they throw their head back. It's like they have zero regard for their own safety. They're not worried about tripping. They're just like sprinting full blast to the water. Or watching a kid chasing the seagulls, and like when the seagulls all land on the beach, and I don't know why kids get annoyed at that, but they do. So they run at the seagulls, and then the seagulls go up in the air a little bit, and then they land back on the ground, and the kid's like trying to make them all fly in the air. It's very entertaining, very cute, very endearing to see their imagination and their creativity and their willpower and their expression in the world. And I was at an event recently where I was dancing harder than I've danced in a very long time. I had a blast. It was a beautiful, gorgeous celebration of love and being surrounded by love, living as love, promising love, appreciating love in the past, planning for love in the future, being with love in the present. And as I was dancing, I felt kind of like a kid, where I had no regard for, I don't know, how I looked or, you know, what other people were thinking or what I had to do the next day. I was just in the moment. And as fun as it is to grow up, and I can't wait to, you know, keep becoming this grown, graceful, beautiful, wise, insightful, resourceful, grounded, expansive, deep woman. And eventually a wife, eventually a mother, eventually a grandmother, maybe a great and great-great-grandmother, become an elder, hit 120, hit 150. I think a huge part of getting there is staying young at heart. And I don't mean being immature or naive or selfish or any of those things. I mean having a fresh set of eyes every day. Even if you're listening to a song for the millionth time, even if you're watching a movie for the 14th time, even if you're going into your, you know, 2000th shift at this job, even if it's your 12th podcast, even if it's your second year or your second month in a relationship, looking at things with a fresh set of eyes, I think, is what keeps us young. And I think staying young is what helps us get old. I mean, like, old as in getting to be on this planet for a long duration. The picture that I'm posting with this episode is me at the end of this amazing night, just, like, drenched in sweat, having a blast, enjoying the moment. And if you're like me and you struggle with presence sometimes, maybe think about how a child just is, just exists. Like, if they're hungry, they will let you know. They will not hold back. They will kick. They will scream. They will pull on your leg. They will tug your finger. They will let you know. They are like fully, whatever they're doing, whatever they're feeling, they're fully committed to that. They are fully hungry. If they're playing, they are fully playing. If they're running to the ocean, they are with every fiber of their being, they are running toward the ocean. And I know for me as an adult, I kind of lost that, where I'm letting myself be pulled in separate directions, and you know, they're not all aligned and they don't all support each other, but they kind of do. And then I kind of get confused and kind of don't know which direction to go, because technically I could argue that they all make sense. But when I calm down and slow down and come into my peace, come into my contentment, come into my womb and my body, I know what to do, and it's very clear when I'm a full body yes. And I know that the spiritual and like meditation, whatever communities are always talking about, you're either a fuck yes or a fuck no. Okay, whatever. Just think about kids. Like, let's make it simple. Let's stop trying to overcomplicate things. Kids are a full yes to whatever they're a yes to. And then they change their minds on a dime, and then they're a full yes for something else. And we don't yell at kids for that. Like, we accept that that is part of childhood. Now, I'm not saying to be immature or to be flaky or anything as an adult, but I am saying maybe give yourself the same grace and the same permission to be a full yes. And when you change your mind, to, you know, close that chapter, complete whatever you're doing, and then let yourself be a full yes for whatever the next thing is. Even if it's completely, not even 180 or 360, but like it's like a completely different universe, playing field, arena, ball game, paradigm, than what you were previously doing. Because, I mean, yeah, we might all be above 18, but we're all just kids on a playground playing in the universe. Like, it's our game to play. How do you want to play this game of your life? Catch you next time.